Lauren Sant, 53, September 27th, 2014, Chicago Cultural Center. And I am here with my brother Randy and my sister-in-law Kim.
Randy Dietrich, 58, on September 27th, 2014, at the Chicago Cultural Center, here with my wife Kim and sister Lauren.
Kim Dietrich, 58 years old. Today's date is September 27th, 2014, at the Cultural Center in Chicago, and I am Randy's wife.
So Randy, Kim, let's talk about your journey with hepatitis C. How did you feel in January of 99 when you heard your diagnosis?
Well, I didn't know anything about hepatitis C. Lauren, you and I went down, and we were at a hospital where my mom was having heart surgery, and we said, let's pull it up on the internet. And when we first pulled it up, it was unbelievably shocking. It was all these articles about how more people were going to die of this than AIDS, and it was the number one viral problem in the world at the time. I remember, Lauren, you and I were just blown away as we were sitting there looking at this. Here's something I had never heard about a week ago, and they had run a test on me, and it wasn't until the next day that I actually was diagnosed. It was unbelievably shocking.
Kim, what did you feel?
So I think the first thing you think of when someone is diagnosed with someone is are they going to leave you? Are they going to die? I know that's what our kids would think, and they asked, you know, Daddy, does this mean you're going to die because you have a disease? That's where we just started with talking to each other about, talking to the kids about, reassuring them that, you know, we would do what we could do as humans and work together as a family. And this was our journey.
And it has been a journey for the whole family, a very interesting journey. So, Randy, what did you do to get started once you got that diagnosis? So, you know, I know it's always a shock and people don't really know where to turn. What did you do first?
Well, when I first got confirmation that I had hepatitis C, I laid down on the bed and cried. Then after a little bit, I got up and said, well, did you think your whole life was going to be easy? Did you think you were never going to have a challenge like this, that there were worse people that had a worse day than I was having at that point, and that I just had to face this? And I didn't know how I would start at that moment, but I knew I was on a journey and I needed to start.
And it ended up being a gift from God, truly. Everything we've been through has just been so wonderful. We've met such great people, and it's something we would never give back. I mean, it's been so important to our family.
And Kim, you've been amazing as a caregiver for Randy. Talk a little bit about your role of what you've done to make sure that Randy's journey could remain intact and moving forward and not focusing on his disease, but focusing on healing. What was your role in that?
So as a caregiver, as a mom, as a housewife, I was there to take care of him. And he was on this journey to find out as much as he could, to put people together, to really delve into this disease and what you do as a person who has this disease. So I was there to support him. And I had a background in nutrition that I really never used and thought, oh, this is why I have this gift. And so I just started saying, I'm going to help you eat better, take care of yourself, give you the time you need to do what you need to do. And that was my role. And I just felt fortunate that I had something to contribute and just support him. He just needed someone there to talk to share what he was going through with, and I was lucky enough to be part of it.
So what were you going through, Randy?
You know, at first it was once I got up off the bed and dusted myself off and said, okay, I got to go figure this out. You know, I went and bought every book that there was on hepatitis C and read them and tried to figure out what I was dealing with and tried to understand it. And it was confusing. There was not a clear answer at the time. At the time I was diagnosed, there was a treatment, but the treatment for my type of hepatitis C and my viral load was maybe 5% in real trials in clinical practice. And the side effects were worse than the disease, and so there weren't good answers. There was no simple, here's what you go do kind of deal, and I had to go figure it out. And so that uncertainty, really thing. And it's when someone taught me the saying of, how do you make God laugh? You tell him your plans. And this was nowhere in my plans. And so I just kind of took that as my mantra of, this just showed up and now I got to deal with it.
So given that the treatments were not very successful at that time, what did you do to address your hepatitis C?
So I had gone to a specialist in hepatitis C and asked him, what are all the things I could do and what would help? And he said, the only thing you can do is do the drugs. And I said, well, does diet matter? Does taking care of yourself matter? And he said, no, none of that matters. And I intuitively, that was wrong to me. And so I met with my boss, and he said, well, what are you going to do? And I said, well, I don't know. I've read 5 books and the answer's not in there. And he said, well, maybe we could have your assistant help you with doing some research. And I said, well, Lauren's willing to help me with some research. And he said, well, that's good. And he said, well, maybe we should get a medical assistant to help you with your research. And I said, well, why wouldn't we just get a doctor? And then we kept talking about it. And we said, whatever doctor we hired would just be biased by the discipline they were trained in. And what we decided is that we really needed to have a team of doctors and from all different disciplines to get together and talk about what I should do. And then whatever I did and whatever they told me I should do, we should put out there for everybody else to share. So I took the next 4.5 months off of work and went on a journey to find the best of the best in all the different disciplines to try and put together a team.
Getting diagnosed was your start. With so many people undiagnosed, do you have a message about?
Lauren, you and I, from the beginning, always said, what's the number one thing we can do for people? And it's the number one thing that helped me is I got diagnosed in a routine physical. And, whatever it is, early detection for all diseases is the most important thing. And, getting people to know they have this virus and that it's cured, it can be cured, and it's not that hard, and they can get through it, we got to make that happen.
Don't be afraid to go to the doctor and have a physical, to have an exam, because you're afraid of what you're going to find out. It's worse when you don't find out, and it kills you, and then you're not there to support your family. You're not there for them anymore.
I think I just go back to the very simple message. Take care of your health. If you have something you have to deal with, embrace it. Treat it as a gift. Figure out what you're supposed to learn from it and embrace it and start a journey.
I agree.
Thank you.